Well, district golf is coming up right around the corner. We've talked with Bison boys coach Ben Vetrosky on their district, of course, coming up, and a very, very tough one in that A1 at Bennington. And one of the teams involved is Columbus Lakeview. And by gosh, in his first year over there with Lakeview, of course, former Cambridge High School standout, was a Cozad teaching down at Columbus Lakeview, Mr. Preston Carbon. Golf is going well. First of all, how's life? How's married life, family, everybody doing okay?
It's been a really busy spring, I guess you could say. You know, taking over the head golf program and then getting married and in the midst of that and then doing all the things. So it's been a crazy spring season, you know, just kind of trying to keep my head on my shoulders and keep plugging away. So school's winding down, so it's been good, though.
Yep, and you've got district tournament coming up. Before we talk about that, how's the spring? Obviously, Lakeview has had another tremendous spring golf season, haven't they?
Yeah, so we've had a really good spring. I was fortunate to come into a really good program with a lot of experience. We actually returned all five of our guys from last year. So had a real good roster kind of already coming into the season. And I think that we've just kind of blown away even what I thought was capable. So we started out a little rougher at the beginning of the season, but this last couple weeks we've just been playing really, really well. So, and if you don't know about Class B, it is real competitive this year. So, and I feel like it just keeps getting more and more competitive the years it keeps going on. So, in with Class B having the differential and how they serpentine you into districts, it just makes playing throughout that season really, really important. So I'm just glad that we've stuck in there. I think we've won five or six invites, set two or three school records with low team totals, 9 and 18 holes. So it's been an awesome season that'll be really, really hard to forget. So
I'm sure you've got guys who golf is their game, their number one, maybe their number one sport. They play it all the time. In the summertime, they work on their game constantly. And coming to the season, this is no surprise. We knew we had the guys to get it done, and it's paid off so far.
Yeah, so we actually have one senior, three juniors, and then one freshman on our team, on our varsity team. So having that senior leadership, Grayson Vogt, he's just been a workhorse for us this last 4 years, actually going into the UNL PGM program. So he's going to continue his career in golf, and he's just been a real, real steady leader for us. Someone that I can always kind of rely on to keep our team score kind of in that really manageable range, always in the 70s. So look for him to have a really good district and then hopefully a really good state tournament. And then actually Jackson Cedar, our number two golfer, you wouldn't believe it, as a freshman, he was a mid 90s. To a high 80s golfer, just a grinder. I mean, he's probably one of the hardest workers that I've ever had the privilege to coach in any sport, and he's actually brought his average down to a 78.5, somewhere in there, and he's ranked inside the top 30 in Class B, so I couldn't be more proud of him. And then, you know, our bottom guys, our 3, 4, 5, they're just consistently right there at the high 70s, low 80s, mid 80s. So, but to me, honestly, they're probably some of the more important guys on our team. When it comes to hopefully shooting a good team score. So, you know, as much as people say golf is an individual sport, you need all five guys to hopefully put a good team score together. So proud of the guys. So
have you had a chance to run into some of the big dogs at some of these tournaments throughout the spring? Some of those, you know, the Norrises or Elkhorn Norths or, you know, teams like that, any of these invites?
Yeah. So we actually went to the Norris invite. It was our second invite of the season. So we were still kind of fresh to that beginning of the spring golf. We actually shot a 320, which was, I think, 21 or 22 strokes better than we shot at Norris last year. And I think we placed sixth this year, but we were only, you know, six shots out of third place behind teams, like you said, Gretna East, Elkhorn North, and then Norris is one of the better teams up there. So we're just battling away as much as we can, and like I said, it's good to see those better teams, because that's what you got to do. That's who you got to beat to be able to get to the state tournament in Scotts Bluff. So,
do you like the serpentine type of formula? I think this is year two now, if I'm not mistaken. Do you kind of like the way it's kind of panned out?
I do like the way it panned out. You know, coming into this season, I actually made a lot of changes because our schedule wasn't full last year. So knowing that we were going to be Class B, my thought was, well, the more tournaments I can get us in, the more tournaments that we have an opportunity to shoot lower scores, and the lower scores, we can be one of the better teams in Class B and get our differential down there. So because if you don't know, they take your top four best team scores, average that out, and then they kind of, you know, wild card you out, kind of how they do in basketball and football and all the other sports, and then assign you a district. So it was actually really good to us. Being able to play those extra meets. I mean, the four meets that we're taking for our differential are four out of our last six. So knowing that we added those really, really helped us. So also, I really enjoy it because it makes, like I said, those middle of the season tournaments, those middle beginning of the season tournaments, they're just not, you know, warm-ups. They actually count towards something. So you know, Class C and D, like the one I played in high school, yeah, those meets, you know, meant something for maybe a place or a medal here and there, but this actually means something when it comes down to the end of the season. So I actually really enjoyed. I think it makes you pay attention, it makes you make every day count, type of thing. So and it's been really good to our individuals as well. So they have differential for individuals, that serpentine, just in case one of your individuals doesn't play well at district, they can still somehow get in on the wild card based on how they rank throughout Class B. So our number one is currently ranked 16th, I believe, which I would think would be good enough to get in no matter how he plays in districts. And then our number two is 27th. So also right there, but you know how it is. If you just take care of business at districts, then you don't have to worry about it. So.
Have you had a chance? I'm sure you're going to get practice rounds in this weekend, but before Monday, but the Bennington course, the course where it's going to be hosted at, have you had a chance that your guys been in that course at all this season or in maybe last summer or something like that?
So before I was at Lakeview, I know we had districts there. So our senior Grayson Vogt, I know he played there his freshman year and sophomore year at districts, and then now his senior year. So he's had some experience there. Also, Harris Bartos, he's our number three. He's had experience there when he was a freshman. And then Jackson Cedar, who's our number two, had experience there when he was a freshman. But then also, I played there. I probably played there 10 or 15 times just because we played it a lot in college. So knowing that golf course just from back then is going to be valuable for me to help those kids out as well. So we're going to go play a practice round here today, actually, this afternoon. Hopefully get that in, and then we're also going to go back on Sunday pending the weather. It doesn't look too great, but just glad that we're going to be able to get two opportunities to see the golf course, see how it's playing, and be ready to go by Monday. So
good teams involved, but all you got top three making on to state. You would love to punch that ticket to head out to Scotts Bluff and play in a state tournament, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. I mean, that's kind of what we worked for all year. Last year we were in a really, really tough Class B district at Jackrabbit. So we missed out as a team, and our individuals didn't play that great, unfortunately, but we're looking to get back for hopefully the fourth time in 5 years and hopefully keep punching our ticket and making our name known down at Class B State.
School's almost over, Preston. You talked about that. What's on tap for this summer? I got a lot of things school-related, stuff like that, for the summertime.
Yeah, so we're on our second to last day of school. School's out tomorrow, and obviously district golf next week, and then state golf. And then as soon as we get back from state golf, me and my wife are actually going on our honeymoon, and we're going to finally take that. So we're going to Dominican, and we're going to enjoy that. And then we'll come back, and it'll just be full bore down in June for basketball and leagues and team camps, and hopefully play a lot of golf myself and just hopefully enjoy the summer. So, and then before you know it, we'll be back and ready at school, so.